Actress Stephanie Beecham is coming to Norwich this October to talk about her fascinating life and career. She told Angie Kennedy why she feels so fortunate. And here is Alison Applin to read Angie's account of the discussion.
There's something about momentum, says Stephanie Beecham. We have to keep it happening. You can't stop, because if you stop, the energy required to start up again is so much more. Not that it seems there's any chance of her stopping or even slowing down. Stephanie will be 75 in a few months' time, but her momentum is still very much in forward motion. With a career that started in 1964 on the stage of the Liverpool Everyman Theatre in Shakespeare's plays, then onto TV a few years later and film by the end of the 1960s, Stephanie has acted with some of the greatest, including Marlon Brando, Charlton Heston, Donald Pleasence and Anthony Perkins. She has oozed glamour as Sable Colby in the blockbuster TV soap Dynasty, had us in tears as the ill-fated Rose enduring the horrors of a Japanese prisoner of war camp in Tenko, and made us laugh in television series like Boomers and Trollied. Off stage and screen, her life has been so varied too, with the glitz of Hollywood and working all over the world set against personal challenges. She was born with just 40% hearing, brought up her two young daughters after a painful divorce, and survived a near-death experience. It makes for a fascinating life story, and it's one that she will share with the audience at the Hostry Festival when she comes into Norwich for Stephanie Beecham in Conversation with Peter Wilson on Saturday, October the 30th. Peter Wilson, MBE, is, of course, the former chief executive of the Norwich Theatre Royal, and last year was made the Vice Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk. I've worked in the theatre during his reign and have very dear memories of it, says Stephanie, as she looks forward to her Norwich appearance. I do remember the atmosphere being wonderful there. She'll be signing copies of her autobiography, Many Lives, an entertaining read that intersperses wonderful tales of performances and parties with the stars, with Stephanie's own quest for spiritual understanding. I'm blessed and grateful and overwhelmed by gratitude for what my acting career has given me, she says. I was having my hair done last week by someone who hadn't done my hair before. She was 24 years old and we were talking and I mentioned Ava Gardner and she was blank. I just thought, I won't mention working with Charlton Heston and Barbara Stanwyck. I've had just an extraordinary career, she says. I've been employed and am still employed. I'm filming tomorrow. I'm nearly 75 and still having fun, still wondering what my character would have for supper. I'm so lucky, but it's hard work. For the film she's currently working on, Stephanie plays someone who wants to hold on to her youth and beauty and has a tragic facelift. She's also recently been linked to a possible new soap opera, Falcon Bay. Yes, why not? That sounds like good fun, she says. I don't need to work financially now, so if I choose to work, it's because I want to keep interested and alive and have fun. She's no stranger to soaps. As well as the decadent world of Dynasty, Stephanie has walked the cobbles of Coronation Street in 2009 as Martha Fraser, who had a relationship with Ken Barlow. William Roach, who plays Ken, wrote the foreword to Stephanie's book, saying, "What she has to say about her life is fascinating and intriguing, and what she has to say about philosophy and spiritual matters is a lesson to us all." And her life continues to be so full. Recently, while in Catalonia, Stephanie says, she had to evacuate as wildfires roared across the horizon. "It's ridiculous, the things you do. I grabbed passports, money, a clean T-shirt, but not knickers or a toothbrush." Life, it seems, with Stephanie has never a dull moment. Stephanie Beecham in conversation with Peter Wilson is at the Hostry, Norwich Cathedral, as part of the 10th anniversary of the Hostry Festival on Saturday, October the 30th at 3 p.m. Tickets are priced at £18 and £15 for over 60s, job seekers and students, and they're available online at hostryfestival.org. You can also book in person at the box office at Norwich Theatre Royal and by phone on 01603 598 676.
Thank you, Alison. Details of Stephanie Beecham's Hostry appearance and all the other information provided during this recording will, of course, be repeated on our last track.